Are you familiar with nicotine pouches? Well, it's a product that is increasing in popularity among young people and it's causing concern. These products contain a powder made of nicotine flavourings and other ingredients. The Irish Cancer Society is calling for more regulation and says these pouches are cynically marketed to young people. It says some of these nicotine pouch companies have been present at major festivals throughout the summer, which includes a partnership at Electric Picnic this weekend. Well, we're joined now by Avril Power, CEO of the Irish Cancer Society. Good morning, Avril.
Morning, Karen.
So I suppose firstly, for anyone not familiar with these pouches, can you explain what they are and how they are consumed?
As you said, they're small pouches that you place in your mouth. So they're about the size of a stick of chewing gum. They contain flavoured powder. And when you put them in your mouth between your lip and your gum, the powder dissolves and nicotine is absorbed into the gums. They come in a variety of strengths. And some of them deliver much higher doses of nicotine than you would get from smoking a cigarette. They're sold in round cans. So if listeners may not know what they are, but next time you go into a shop and you look at the till or just behind the till, you'll see these, you know, very brightly packaged round cans of nicotine pouches, which only cost about €5 to €7 a can for 15 to 20 pouches. So they're a lot cheaper than cigarettes. And when you look at the packaging, they're deliberately designed to look like sweets. They come in a wide range of different sweet flavours, all to make them as attractive as possible to young people. And one of the other reasons they're so attractive to teenagers is that unlike smoking, there's no smoke. Unlike vaping, there's no vapour. They're very discreet. So they can be used anywhere without parents or teachers even knowing that kids are using them.
Now, I had heard about this surge in the US, but you say it is evident that the problem is really here.
Absolutely. These are very new products here in Ireland, but a survey, 2024 survey of Irish 15 and 16 year olds found that almost 8% had already used them at that point. We'd expect that to be significantly higher now, given how strongly they're being marketed at teenagers. And we are warning that this is going to be just like the vaping epidemic. The Irish Cancer Society was calling for years for vaping to be regulated. And the first legislation even to restrict vape sales to under 18s didn't come in until December 2023. And latest research shows a third of teenagers now vaping. And we feel the same is going to happen here. And that in fact, this move by the big tobacco, these are all owned by big tobacco, to push these products instead is their way of getting ahead of other vaping restrictions the government is planning to bring in soon.
Yes, you say those restrictions on the sale and marketing vapes, that legislation is to be introduced, and you obviously want these nicotine pouches to also be considered. Do you think these companies are just too many steps ahead of regulation and with new products always coming on stream?
With one in two smokers dying of a smoking-related disease, big tobacco needs to recruit new customers to replace those that they're killing, and unable to use some of the tactics that they once could to get young people hooked on cigarettes. They pivoted first to e-cigarettes, now to nicotine pouches. I'm sure they'll have other things up their sleeves. As I said, the Irish government has been very slow in regulating. The World Health Organization called for restrictions on e-cigarettes in 2014. The first legislation brought in here in Ireland wasn't until late 2023. And that was just restricting the age and sale in temporary premises. We're still waiting for legislation on e-cigarette flavours and marketing. And it's what we're saying today is that that legislation, which is currently being drafted, needs to be broadened to include not just e-cigarettes, but also pouches, snuff, which is moist tobacco that people put in their mouths, and any other products that comes down the line. This is huge. This is $1 billion business by very cynical companies who will keep innovating and keep finding ways to get around the law. Ireland needs to do as has been done by governments in Netherlands and Denmark and bring in legislation that's future-proofed and means that we don't have to go back to the drawing board every time big tobacco finds a new way to target our kids and get them hooked on nicotine.
And Avril, just importantly, because you did mention the issue around these products being very visible and evident and available at festivals. Now, you did say also that Electric Picnic this coming weekend. Now, we did seek a statement from Electric Picnic and yet to hear back. But that is a concern for you around what? Free samples, the addictive nature of these?
These products are incredibly harmful. So nicotine is very harmful regardless of what format it is consumed in. I think the way that these products are packaged is designed to distract from that and disguise them like sweets and make them and portray that this is something that's cool and harmless. But apart from addiction, nicotine is associated with a wide range of other harms, including brain and lung damage, heart problems, stomach disorders. One single can of these pouches contains enough nicotine to kill two 13-year-olds. So these are far from safe and cool products. We feel that it's outrageous, frankly, that an event that with so many young people will be attending, like Electric Picnic, is sponsored by a nicotine company that we banned. Ireland banned sponsorship by tobacco companies 25 years ago. And it's crazy that in 2025 that you have music events. Electric Picnic is not the only one. There are a range of other festivals, Forbidden Fruit, all together now that were taking place this summer. Concerts in Three Arena and other concert venues across Dublin with over 500,000 people attending them that have been sponsored by nicotine pouch companies. And we feel that it's wrong. That, you know, ethically, we would ask organisers to look at that themselves. But absolutely, government should change it now and make sure that it's not possible.
Yeah, and as we said, we did seek a statement from Electric Picnic, and if we get anything back, we will of course update. But for now, Avril Power, thank you very much for speaking to us on that very important topic.